I touch my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. How would I like to touch my world? How would I like my world to touch me? How would I like to be able to know my world? And I'd like to know my world as a beautiful, glorious, good world. I'd like to know every single person in my world as a person who is living their happy, fulfilled life right now. I'd like to know every single person in my world as a person who is being content, being fulfilled, being revealed in every possible way. Every night as Ellen leaves the living room to go to her house in the embassy, she stands in front of the archway of the dining room and she stretches out her arms and said, "I feel wonderful. I feel great. I feel magnificent." And she's touching the world. And we all have to look at her and say, "You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are fantastic." And she bursts out with a big smile on her face and with happiness bubbling all over her. And she walks out the door and says, "Yes, yes, yes. I touch my world as I would be touched by it." Ellen reaches out to each one of us each evening as she leaves our company. And she says, "I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm happy, I'm joyous, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function, body is perfect. I feel great, 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 great." And we just sort of bubble over with her. And as she walks to her home, a quarter of a mile away, as she walks down the pathways of the mountain to her embassy, she is enfolded in our touchable experience of saying, "You are fantastic, Ellen. You are wonderful, Ellen. You are marvelous, Ellen. You are glorious, Ellen. I touch my world as I would be touched by it." So, Ellen has turned on our own inner juices as she's turned on her own. And so each one of us is looking at her and saying, "Ellen, you're fantastic. Ellen, you're fantastic. Ellen, you're fantastic." And as we are saying this, we are saying, "I am fantastic. I touch my world as I would be touched by it." So, as I am saying to her, "I am fantastic," as I am saying to myself, "I am fantastic," as I'm saying to all in the world, all in my life, all about me, "I'm fantastic," then I am fantastic. It's just as simple as that. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. How do I want to be touched by the world? Now, as I see Ellen standing in the archway of the dining room and throwing out her arms and saying, "I feel wonderful," I could ignore it. I could ignore it and go about other thoughts. I could think about Rex and I could call him to me and I could say, "Come on, Rex, let me give you a hug." But no, my thoughts are, as I touch the world, I am touching it as I would be touched by it. I give Ellen all the attention in the world as she is preparing to go home, as she is preparing to leave the monastery and go down to her embassy, as she is preparing to go to the house where she lives. I surround her, I touch her with every joy I have in my heart, as I would touch myself and as I do touch myself. For I touch my world as I would be touched by it. So, if I can maintain every thought about Ellen being glorious, whole, perfect, fantastic, which is not difficult to do, then I am doing that for myself as well as for Ellen. For whenever I think a good thought about anybody in my world, it is coming out of my mind, my well, my depth of good thought. And that good thought envelopes everybody, including myself, but it's got to come out of me. because I touch my world as I would be touched by it. So if I am a joyous, fantastic person, I'm reaching out and touching a joyous, fantastic world. And everybody in my world is joyous and fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Yes, because I'm the toucher. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. So as I think good thoughts about my world, I am thinking good thoughts about myself. As I think wonderful ideas about my world, I'm thinking wonderful ideas about myself. For that's what it's all about, and that's all that it's all about. It's all about being who and what I am. It's all about the magic of who and what I am, of what I'm touching. When I reach down and stroke my dog Rex, my golden retriever looks up at me with his beautiful brown eyes, and he says, "Keep it up, keep it up, I love it, I love it." And he puts his head down between my legs, and he said, "My whole body, go ahead, stroke me, love me, pet me." And when I'm doing it, I say, "You're wonderful," mentally. I don't even say it aloud. And his tail waggles because he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm being touched by. And he makes me happy as I make him happy. And I'm not making him happy. I'm just revealing to him the happiness that is being touched in me. And that happiness I'm touching in him. This is what we do with all the world. This is what we do with all the things that come into our life experience. As we are touched by what we are within ourselves, all that touches us feels our vibrations. It's so amusing and interesting to think about how the ear hears the vibration of sound coming to it, and then the vibration of the sound goes into the eardrum, and then it goes into the brain, and the brain interprets what that vibration means. And that vibration could mean a bang, it could mean hello, it could mean singing, it could mean music, it could mean anything under the sun. And my brain is so fantastic, so finely tuned, that when it is touched by music, it knows it, and it responds to that, and it has all of the good feelings that that music brings to it. When someone says hello, it feels the joy of what that person is saying to me, because they're saying hello, and I'm saying hello to them, and all is in a peaceful, wonderful way. I'm touched by my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I would touch it, as I would be touched by it. How am I touched by my world? I'm touched by my world by loving first myself. And when I am unconditional love, reaching out to everybody in the universe, then everybody in the universe is reaching back to me with that love, because we are this vibration of sound which we cannot see. It emanates from wherever it comes, and we interpret it and pick it up and put it in our brain. We say, that is music, that is words, that is everything, that's feeling. You go into a room and you have the feeling of the room. You know what's going on in there. And if what's going on in there does not please you, you immediately take charge and you touch that world as you would be touched by it, and you love it. Hi, y'all, wonderful to see you. Oh, I feel so good. And people might say, who's that idiot? What's that idiot shouting about, saying he's wonderful, he's fantastic? What is that all about? Well, what it's all about is I touch my world as I would be touched by it. And when I am happy, my world is happy. When I am sad, my world is sad. And I choose to live in a world that all of the time is happy, that all the time is filled with love, all the time is filled with joy, all the time is my world, and a good world indeed. Join with me in this realization and be happy too, and know that I flood you with my unconditional love, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because that's me, loving you, loving all the world. And I love you throughout eternity. Because we are all immortal, and we all live in the timeless now, and life is great. Join with me in saying to your world, I love you, I love you, I love you. And know that your world is lovable just as you are lovable. It's great. It's great to be touched. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. And